loans, 401ks, investments, refinancing. We can help you. Call now toll free, 866-472-5790, 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Bauer Power Hour with host Roger Bauer. Here you will learn the latest tools and techniques in public relations, media interactions, and word-of-mouth marketing. Now, here's your host, Roger Bauer.
A happy Thursday to you in stormy Louisville, Kentucky. I'm your host, Roger Bauer, and you're tuned into the Bauer Power Hour. Many of you may remember my conversation last week with Ted Demopoulos, where we discussed blogging for business purposes. Well, we had so much fun last week, we thought we'd do it again. This week, we're going to talk about podcasting and how it can benefit your business. Since I gave a rather lengthy introduction of Ted last week, we'll probably jump right in today. So I hope you're ready to take some notes and improve your podcasting efforts. Ted, welcome back. How's it going, my man?
Roger, my pleasure to be back. Everything's wonderful here.
Yeah, we were talking before the show came on. It's warmer in New Hampshire than it is in Louisville. That's shocking to me, but that's the way it rolls sometimes.
Well, I'm glad it's not freezing here anymore.
Yeah, that must be nice. Before we jump all the way in, I notice we're traveling in some of the same circles. You commented on a Rich Chevron Business Acceleration Program blog the other day, and there I was commenting probably two or three threads down. And I guess it's another example of a small world. Have you viewed Rich's program, or were you just kind of in the neighborhood browsing around?
I haven't viewed his program. I may invest in it in the future. I'm certainly a fan of a lot of the things he's produced that are on the internet and got a lot of value from them.
Yeah,
and in fact, I was just blogging about him, about his advice on writing.
Oh, okay.
Which I'll probably finish up when I'm done with you and post sometime this evening.
Excellent. Yeah, I did purchase the program, and he's got a section at the beginning where he does a skills test. And it turned out that he and I are very similar in our approach. I think it gives you four different areas. It's a Colby test. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but
okay, yes.
Yeah, I'm a 5.374, and he's a 6.374. So I guess we must think alike. But anyway, enough on the tangent talk. Let's dive into podcasting. First off, I explained to listeners what podcasting is and how they might get started in it. Obviously, we're producing a podcast right now, but go ahead and kind of explain the background.
Sure. Sure. A podcast is, first of all, it's audio on the internet, usually in MP3 format, and there are a couple of things that a podcast is above just a normal MP3 file, or let's say normal audio.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it's time-shifted, so you don't have to listen to it live. Just like people could be listening to us live, but I'm sure we'll have some listeners who are probably listening this evening and later on to the archived show.
Mm-hmm.
Also, most podcasters would agree that a podcast has to have a subscribable component to it. So you can subscribe and it just automatically gets downloaded to your machine or to your iPod connected to it or however you have it set up whenever a new show is put online, whenever a new show is produced.
Right.
Another way to look at it is it's just an audio blog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mentioned in your book that you have a title or a chapter titled Everyone Should Podcast. Kind of run with that. I agree with you, but go ahead and run with that a little bit.
Yeah, Everyone Should Podcast. A little bit of an exaggeration from my friend Michael Pollack. However, the point that he and I are making is the internet is a lot more than just text.
Right.
And the way things are going, the way technology is advancing and we have much higher bandwidth, we're getting to the point where everyone's presence on the internet soon is going to include at least an audio component and perhaps a video component as well.
Right.
And, you know, a couple reasons for that. One is, although it's hard for me to believe, not everyone likes to read. Some people would much rather watch, or in my case, I love to listen. I'm not much of a watcher. I'm a listener. I love listening.
Right.
Also, one of the advantages I mentioned with blogs is your personality comes through so well, what you're actually like, which can really shorten sales cycles, among other things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your personality comes through even more with audio.
Yeah, one of the things I encourage a lot of our potential prospects or clients to go out and check is whenever they're weighing a consultant or maybe it's somebody they're going to partner with, is go out and find some podcasts or find some blogs that they've written, or even articles if they can't find blogs, and kind of see how that person presents himself. If they seem like somebody that would mesh well with your organization, then chances are they might be a good person to hire on. But if you read a couple things or you hear a couple things that really don't mesh well with your organization, you probably don't want to hire that person to bring them in to interact with your employees and your firm, because it's not going to be a good fit. And I think this is a good way to figure that out, so to speak.
Absolutely, Roger. You know, they may be a great person, they may be wonderful at what they do, but the chemistry may be wrong or the fit may be wrong in some other way. For example, I have a good friend. We're very good friends. We've known each other forever. But I can't work with a guy. We just can't work with each other.
Right.
And it's interesting because I was listening to him a couple months ago, being interviewed on a podcast, and I could tell from listening, like, yeah, that's why I don't like working with John.
Mm-hmm.
We have just different styles.
Right.
Not that one's right or the other's, or, you know, or one's wrong. It's just they're different styles. It was very apparent from listening to him.
Yeah,
whereas
exactly.
We could hang out together and have a great time and have been for, you know, about 40 years at this point.
Yeah, there's I've got some friends just like that to where it's, great to go out and have a beer, talk sports, hang out, have a good time, but I don't know if we'd necessarily make good working companions. And I think that's the same thing with, I know going into client meetings, I may not be for that particular client, and I want them to find that out as early as possible so they don't waste my time and I don't waste their time. So it's a two-way street to where a podcast, a blog, even a video, I think a video is great for that sort of thing, because then you kind of get a feel for what the person looks like, they sound like, acts like, so forth. But anyway, what are there any special requirements to generate a really good podcast?
Very few. First of all, let me state that you can spend a lot of money if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
You can spend a lot on equipment. Microphone can be extravagantly priced, for example. But you don't have to. You could, for example, use the computer that presumably everyone has. You could use free software for recording. For example, Audacity is free software a lot of people use.
Uh-huh.
Or you could use some inexpensive software that's out there. I use Sony SoundForge, which is, I don't know, $70 or $80. It's relatively inexpensive.
Uh-huh.
And a microphone. And, you know, I spent a lot of money on a microphone. I spent about $100.
Right. Yeah, I was shocked when I started looking at equipment, and I thought, well, I'll just go ahead and get one of those little $9.99 microphones, came back and tested it. It sounded awful. But then you go out and you get a microphone that's of higher quality. There's a reason that it's $100, or it's, you know, maybe even some of them get up in the $500 range. I haven't bought any of those, but they're out there, and there's a reason why they do.
Oh, you can spend $5,000 on a microphone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's...
And you know what? They're worth it, depending on what you're doing. But for standard audio, you don't need that. You could use a relatively inexpensive Plantronics headset, for example,
mm-hmm.
for maybe, I don't know, $20 or $30, and they're okay. They're not bad.
Right. And then they've got those things that you can get at Radio Shack to where it plugs into the phone line, and you can hook a voice recorder to that, and you could even do one over the phone, kind of like we're doing. We're called into a central place, but you could do one right over the phone and then go back and edit it and add music and all of that fun stuff. But
right.
What would you say podcast listeners want most?
I'd say what they want most is variety, and that's one of the things that we can get with podcasts. Because podcasts are so inexpensive to produce.
Mm-hmm.
The equipment's pretty cheap. I mean, most people have the majority of it already have a computer.
Mm-hmm.
And because bandwidth is getting close to free now, you can produce a podcast that has a very niche audience that, for example, wouldn't make any financial sense for a terrestrial radio station or maybe for Voice America, for example. I love fly fishing for striped bass in the surf in southern Maine.
Right.
That's a pretty small niche.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I obsess over this sometimes, such as when it's warm here, which isn't most of the time, and you can do it. If I were to podcast on that, well, I have a relatively limited audience.
Right.
At least the people that are going to listen regularly, other than as a curiosity. But as a podcast, I could do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a podcast, I think it's called Fredcast,
yeah,
on competitive cycling.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's one of the things I'm into. So I was going to say that I know there's a lot of those out there, and it's kind of interesting how you see where people go from, yeah, I'm just riding the bike, to now all of a sudden I'm a personality within the community. And then
right,
kind of looked at that person for more information. We got a guy locally that started a site, and I remember when he started it, I'm like, you know, nobody's probably going to tune into that or even go to his blog. Or wrong. I mean, he's got people from all across the world that are joining in on this thing, and it's taken off, and it was just kind of a, hey, it's something fun to do, and now I'm sure he's probably making money off of it now.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, one of the key points is, it's more important that you have listeners that really care, that are really passionate, than a lot of listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would you rather have 100,000 listeners that they just sort of kind of tune in because they're not doing anything else or happen to find you, or 1,000 people that are passionate about what your show is on, that share your passion and are really into your show?
Right, and I think that's an excellent point, because I'm very passionate about marketing and growing revenue and growing a business and all that sort of thing. But if somebody who's really into, you know, let's say legal or something like that, they're probably not going to get as much out of my particular show or even a blog or a podcast or a video or anything like that. So, yeah, I would much rather have somebody who shares that passion and it really turns their screws, as opposed to somebody who's just kind of, on the fringe, so to speak.
Exactly right.
We're almost upon our first break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about how you can monetize a podcast and also some of the things you can do to prepare your podcast so that you sound like you're one of the professionals, or maybe you're even a production studio, so to speak. But don't go anywhere. We're talking today with Ted Demopoulos. You're listening to the Bauer Power Hour. We'll be right back.
The bottom line in business. Voice America Business.
SMB Consulting helps businesses attract a greater share of their target audience, which means generating more leads and ultimately increasing sales. Your business will benefit from proven marketing techniques customized to meet your needs and deliver your business's message to those who wish to receive it most. Whether you need a fresh marketing plan developed, greater strategic focus, or search engine optimization campaigns, SMB will be there every step of the way to help you achieve the results you desire. Don't let your competition get the upper hand. Contact a marketing consultant today by visiting our website at SMBConsultingInc.com or emailing info@SMBConsultingInc.com.
Link up with Chris Curtis on WebWise Business and discover the millionaire in you. If it's the web you want, it's the web we've got, and it's the chic geek bringing it to you live. Tune in to WebWise Business every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Radio Network.
Get your click on. Get your click on
with the Chic Geek.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it. So call us right now. 888-459-4825. 888-459-4825. 859-4825. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, call us now and see how we can help you. 888-459-4825. 888-459-4825. 888-459-4825. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
The bottom line in business. Voice America Business.
You've been listening to the Bauer Power Hour with host Roger Bauer. If you have a question or comment for Roger or his guests, call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now, back to Roger and the Bauer Power Hour.
Welcome back. We're talking today with Ted Demopoulos. We're talking about podcasting. I understand we had a little technical difficulty towards the end there. I think it was on my end, so I apologize if there was any static or crackling, but hopefully we're all cleared up there. Ted, let's talk about how somebody can monetize their podcast.
Sure. Let's start at the beginning. Let's say, first of all, you might not want to directly monetize your podcast, because if your podcast is in the area where you work professionally, the fact that you're podcasting is essentially increasing your view as an expert, is increasing your reputation, and is helping your business indirectly.
Right.
Let's talk about also how to directly monetize a podcast, ways people can do this. One is advertisements, obviously. Now, the problem with people advertising in podcasts is very often they're mentally stuck in the old mainstream media model,
right,
which is based on large numbers of sort of interested listeners. Instead of smaller numbers of passionate listeners. Now, I think it was the Endurance Radio podcast, which is for serious triathletes. I don't include myself as one. Oh, I like bicycling like you do. I'm not that competitive remotely. They had one of the sports drinks. Oh, what's the big sports drink, Roger? The most popular one out there.
You talking Gatorade, or you talking...
Gatorade.
Okay.
Yeah, they had Gatorade. Even though they their listeners were measured in thousands, not hundreds of thousands, or millions. But clearly their listeners were very much the target audience. Now, some people might not want advertisements on their podcasts. They might instead have a sponsor, which is pretty much the same thing, except sponsorships are typically less intrusive. There aren't ads, but there might be a mention at the beginning and perhaps at the end that this is sponsored by, you know, so-and-so. An example would be Dixie. Dixie is, you know, Dixie cups from way back in our childhood and so forth.
Oh,
they
yeah.
make paper products.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dixie has been a sponsor, not sure if they still are, but for a long time, for MommyCast, which is two mommies talking to each other about mommy things. One other way you could do it is, obviously, if you have some sort of a product or service, you could be selling that from your podcast. You could be mentioning it. Obviously, if a podcast is a running sales dialogue, nobody's going to listen to it, at least not very much. But you can be mentioning it, and certainly, that's one way you can help to monetize. Another way is potentially with affiliate programs, where you're selling something which is someone else's and getting a commission. Simple example. Let's say you have a podcast and you are talking to book authors or perhaps reviewing the books as well. You could have affiliate links to Amazon on your podcast site to all of the books.
Right.
Someone hears the review of a book, they like it, sounds interesting, or they hear the author, they click on that, they buy it. You get, oh, what's Amazon give you now, 4 to 6%?
Yeah, it's not a whole lot, but I guess...
Not a lot, yeah. I get a few hundred bucks a year.
Yeah. So you might get something out of it. But yeah.
They pay for my books, but that's about it.
Yeah. I was going to say there's another way that a lot of the internet marketers are using is they'll go out and interview somebody and extract certain tips or tricks or whatever in a particular niche market, and then they'll go out and turn that into an information product where they might record it to a CD, or if you pay $97, for instance, you get a series of 12 interviews with various experts or that sort of thing. That's another way that
right.
people have monetized podcasts, and then they'll have them transcribed to turn that into an e-book, or they might have them transcribed and put into a bigger book to where it's kind of a workbook. That's what Rich did with his seminar. He recorded the thing on video. He's also got the audio from it, which you can download to an iPod, or so it's essentially a podcast. And then he's got this big workbook that takes every one of the presentations, and they're all combined in this one big workbook, and it's a transcription of what the people said on stage. So that's another way you can do that as well.
That is a great way.
Yeah.
And $97 is a popular figure.
Mm-hmm.
Ending anything with a 7 when you're selling things online
right.
works better.
Yeah,
don't know why, but marketers that measure these things insist it's true. That's why I've got my CD set for $97.
Right.
7's a good number to end it in.
I think I read a study on that to where it's 7 has always been viewed as lucky, especially in the United States, but it's kind of one of those gambling 7 is lucky and 6 is not. So people, you don't usually see $96 or $36, but it's always something that ends in 7 because it's supposedly more lucky. I don't know if that's, you know.
I don't know if that's true, but it's interesting, and it certainly works.
Yeah, for some
reason.
And
also, you can take your audio products,
mm-hmm.
and you can very easily sell them via other places, for example, Amazon.
Yes.
It's simple to sell audio on Amazon.
And then I've seen some people to where they'll kind of partner together and merge their audio products or podcast with the other person, and then they kind of have this joint venture, so to speak, to where they go out and they offer this thing for, let's say you do one for 97, I do one for 97. Maybe we say, hey, why don't we partner together, and then we'll sell ours for, let's say, 127. So it looks like, you know, we're really giving people a good deal, but it's the same material. That's another way to do that. There's all kinds of ways with internet marketing you can make a boatload of money. But anyway, let's move on from there. Let's say we've got our voice all recorded, or our interview or our podcast, and I want to fancy it up a little bit with music to make it sound a little more professional. First, is this possible? And secondly, are there rules to abide by when adding music? I know there's legal ramifications. So first talk is, I know that's possible, but talk about how it is possible.
Sure, it is possible. You could, for example, have introductory music, an intro as we call it, or an outro at the other end, for example, or background music, or music between different sections. And we'll talk too much about how to physically do that, although it's not too hard at
mm-hmm.
all. You can do it through hardware, basically a mixer, a physical piece of equipment, or through software as well.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Audacity, the free software that I mentioned. The best book I've seen on how to do that, actually, is How to Do Everything with Podcasting, which is a relatively new book.
Right.
And that's a great resource I keep going back to. Now, one of the issues with the music is you just can't take, let's say, the theme to Rocky and have it be your introductory music because it's copyrighted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe you can do that. A lot of people do things like that, but it's illegal and you can get into a lot of trouble.
Right.
Now, you can license music. There are vast libraries of music you can license and use.
Mm-hmm.
Legally. Sometimes it may be a one-time licensing fee, or sometimes it may be a yearly thing. But what most podcasters use is something called podcast safe music.
Okay, and what does that entail?
Here's what it is. Musicians want to get their music out there. They want people to hear their music. there used to be a stranglehold, pretty much, on getting your music out because it was controlled by the record companies and the radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
But now with the internet, that's gone away. And that's, music industry is very much changing quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So what a lot of musicians do is they will take some of their music and they'll say, hey, this is free to use. It's podcast free. They will typically put it in the Podcast Safe Music Network. Just Google podcast safe music and you'll find the Podcast Safe Music Network. A gentleman named C.C. Chapman, who's actually local, he's the one that actually did the original work on that.
Hmm.
You can go there. You can find all this music. Now, there's a lot of rock. There's some classical. There's some jazz. There's some children's music as well. Just about everything there.
Mm-hmm.
Find things that you like, and you can use it.
Huh.
And all the musicians want is to just say that you're using their music.
Excellent. That's something I didn't know about, so I learned something right there with that little tip, and I think that's something I hope people are taking notes on, and it can really make your podcast sound professional, and it sounds like you've got a whole crew behind you when you do that sort of thing. So that's an excellent tip, Ted. Now you mentioned music. Can someone promote music through podcast? And I think you kind of touched you're all around it there with what you just shared, but kind of talk about that a little more.
Yeah, absolutely. Musicians can absolutely promote their music through podcasting. And there's really maybe three ways, as well as some hybrid ways. One is a musician could have his own podcast. Brother Love, for example, who's a fairly popular podcast musician, both in the podcast world and the real world. Brother Love has the Brother Love podcast,
mm-hmm.
which comes out periodically, features his music, sometimes pieces from live performances and so forth. Now, most musicians are probably not going to podcast. They're busy people like everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
What they can do is they can let other people use their music in their podcasts. Easiest
right.
way being to add them to the Podcast Safe Music Network.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean they give all their music. They might just give a few songs.
There's just a flavor, a little sample.
Right, just to get their name out, to get fans. And first of all, there are a lot of straight music podcasts, just like music radio shows.
Right.
And they will play those, as well as a lot of other podcasts, business podcasts, fishing podcasts, and so forth. They use it for introductory, intro, and outro music.
Right. Well, we're going to cut you off right there. We're right on our second break, but when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about promoting music through podcasting, and also we'll talk a little bit more about legal issues and some of the new rules of podcasting. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Bauer Power Hour, and we are talking today with Ted Demopoulos. We'll be right back.
Up-to-date business and financial news.
Money, money. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
SMB Consulting helps businesses attract a greater share of their target audience, which means generating more leads and ultimately increasing sales. Your business will benefit from proven marketing techniques customized to meet your needs and deliver your business's message to those who wish to receive it most. Whether you need a fresh marketing plan developed, greater strategic focus, or search engine optimization campaigns, SMB will be there every step of the way to help you achieve the results you desire. Don't let your competition get the upper hand. Contact a marketing consultant today by visiting our website at SMBConsultingInc.com or emailing info@SMBConsultingInc.com.
Is your job heavenly or closer to hell on earth? Maybe it's time you stop waiting on employers to make you satisfied and learn how to recognize your own career contentment. Jeff Garten and his expert guests show you how every Thursday at 12 noon Pacific when you tune into Career Contentment Radio on the Voice America Business Radio Network. Contentment is yours to control and easier to achieve than happiness or satisfaction.
No matter what your business is, your company's employees are your most valuable assets. Corporate mentoring cultivates and strengthens your employees' skills and talents so that everyone benefits. Tune in every Friday at 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern, to Mentoring Matters. Mentoring in today's business world with hosts Rainey Petrin and Dave Carson, and discover what a mentoring program can do for you and your company.
Parents, did you know that high school dropouts make 42% less than graduates? Someone will have to make up that difference, and chances are, that will be you. That means paying 42% of their groceries.
Ooh, more candy.
42% of their dentist bills.
No, no more candy!
Even 42% of their therapy sessions.
It's all my dad's fault.
Save your money. Encourage your kids to stay in school. For help and advice, call 877-FORA-KID. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
The bottom line in business. Voice America Business.
You've been listening to the Bauer Power Hour with host Roger Bauer. If you have a question or comment for Roger or his guest, call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5790.
That's 1-866-472-5790.
Now, back to Roger and the Bauer Power Hour.
Welcome back. We're talking today with Ted Demopoulos, and we've been talking about podcasting. And before the break, we were talking about promoting music through podcasting, and Ted, go ahead and finish up on some of your thoughts there. I know you were kind of got cut off by the break, but go ahead and finish up the what you were sharing with the audience before the break.
Sure. Now, I have no musical skill at all, but I love music. And because of that, I was involved with music from way back. I managed a couple bands that were actually decent. One of them had a record contract. No one's ever heard of them. But 10, 15, 20 years ago, musicians had little choice. To make it, you had to get a record contract and go promote your record and hope that it caught on.
Right.
And everyone thought, you get a record contract, you've made it. And get a record contract, you'd realize you haven't made it, people have to buy it, and you have to make people buy it, because the record company doesn't do it.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, the rules have changed. There was one musician I was talking to. He put some of his music in the PodSafe Music Network.
Mm-hmm.
And he had his music for sale online via CD Baby. No one was buying it, or almost no one, because nobody knew about him. All of a sudden, he donated 3 songs out of about 30 that he had to the PodSafe Music Network. And next thing you know, he's getting orders from Australia for his music.
Interesting.
And he was just amazed.
Yeah, there was a band here locally that did the same thing with a wrestler, one of the famous, I don't know who it is because I don't really follow wrestling, but they apparently had him play one of their songs as he came out as a local band, and nobody had ever heard of him. And then all of a sudden, now everybody's heard of him because that's his intro music. So it's
that's
kind of
great.
The same philosophy, but it's a different medium. Go ahead.
Great example. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, the playing field's been leveled. We don't all of a sudden have the music companies, the record companies, deciding who... The people can decide now what they like. Kind of like a parallel of, let's say, 30, maybe 40 years ago with Gilligan's Island. We wouldn't have had some executive at the, was it CBS, I'm not even sure, saying, this show's all over, let's cancel it now.
Right.
And of course, Gilligan's Island has been in reruns forever.
Right.
Instead, it wouldn't have been canceled because it would have been probably on the internet, certainly in 5-10 years it would be, all TV will be, and the people would have said, no way. In fact, there wouldn't be an executive, and there wouldn't be a traditional broadcasting company involved.
Right. Yeah, I think it's interesting to see how It's no longer, we're not at the mercy of the big media outlets, even for, I mean, you go right down the line. Newspapers, they don't control what they used to control. Blogs are taking that over. You've got the podcast, like you say. We don't have to worry about rate. We can go find what we want. The radio station isn't going to tell us what we want anymore. And then you've got television. TV isn't going to tell us what we want anymore, because if we're really that tuned out to where we just we're sick of it, we can go on to YouTube and whatever we're interested in, it's there.
Yeah, I actually watch more YouTube than television.
Yeah, I've got a buddy who's, I think he's the same way. He's always on YouTube and sending me stuff, and I think those that are kind of sick of it and fed up, which there's more and more of those every day, they're tuning into stuff like that, and I think once that becomes more traditional in nature, there's a fine line to where if we start to, the little person starts to look more and more like the traditional media, people are going to start to tune that out and then find something else. But you talked about the new rules of podcasting. Talk a little bit more about that.
Sure. Well, first of all, content is king, just like it always was. It's the content that matters. And I know everyone says that. Content is king. But here, there isn't a restriction on content as with traditional media, because anyone can produce content now.
Mm-hmm.
Because anybody can cost-effectively produce content. You know, we've got 12-year-olds that are podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
We've probably got 80 and 90-year-olds, although I haven't looked into that. Anybody can podcast on whatever they want. And now, not all these podcasts are of equal audio quality.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the time, as long as they're good enough to listen to, it's the information that's important.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, some are more professional than others, but it's the information that they're, it's the variety.
Right.
So the new rules are, it's the consumer of the podcast. It's the end user who's in charge, because they can decide to listen or not listen to just about anything.
Right.
We no longer have a few outlets controlling what's available. The FCC rules, or whatever the equivalent may be in other countries on decency and so forth, are, whether it's good or bad, kind of down the tubes now.
Yeah.
And there's
the FCC can't go out and regulate something in, let's say, Zimbabwe or something like that. They're not under the same rules that the people in the United States are, so that's kind of a neat thing. But go ahead,
exactly.
I'm going to interrupt you.
Now, I don't know if this is true. I haven't confirmed this, but I'm told in the last month there's a YouTube-like site that came up that's just for pornography. So it's essentially a YouTube for pornography. I'm not sure what the name is, and I haven't looked into it. But
yeah, I'm just as green as you are on that, Ted, because I don't know anything better about. It wouldn't shock me, because there's so much money that can be made in that particular industry that, you know, whether people like it or not, there's plenty of money to be made, and there's plenty of people who will tune in, so they got
there
the
is.
Attention. Yeah, so if they got the attention,
and you know,
they're going to monetize it.
The pornography industry is the first industry to effectively monetize the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we like it or not, despite what our personal opinions may be, they're the first ones that figured out how to make money online.
Right. I was going to say, that's a tip that I sometimes give some clients, is you get so focused in your own particular industry and you don't look outside of it. If you look across your industry, like porn or not, they know how to monetize content.
Yes.
Same thing with, if you look at the candidates that are running for president, whether you like them or not, they have figured out, or they're starting to, the good ones have figured out how to monetize or utilize the Internet to their advantage, whereas I would say even 4 years ago, the last race, it wasn't really done that well. Today it's a lot, they're doing it a lot more effectively. They're engaging the voters and their constituents and so forth to where it is more interactive. And I think that people can find out more about the candidates today, because those candidates understand, hey, I've got to put something out there that people can identify with, that they can attach to. Whereas 4 years ago, I don't even think they were doing that good a job then. But what I was going to try to say is, when I talk to clients, I look across industries that it's totally unrelated to yours and see how other industries monetize their content and go for that. That's the best way to do it, in my opinion.
Roger, that's great advice. I tell people the same thing, because people are always looking at their competitors.
Right.
And in an industry, you'll find everyone doing the same thing, competing against each other.
Right.
And if everyone's doing the same thing, they can't compete that well.
Yeah. So your blog's better than your competitors. Oh, okay. Well, it doesn't necessarily mean it's good.
Yeah, try something brand new.
Yeah.
It may not be brand new, but new in your industry.
Yeah, a great book that kind of talks around that is Blue Ocean Strategy. That's one that I highly recommend. If
that is an excellent book.
I love that book. But let's move on from that. Are there more legal concerns? Because I promised people before we went to the break that we were going to touch on those some more. Are there more legal concerns that a podcaster may want to consider?
Let's talk about a couple of them. First one is that you don't do anything illegal. The big one with that is music.
Mm-hmm.
People get in trouble with that. It, you know, something that seemed like you should be able to do them, like use Rocky's theme song or something off the radio, you simply can't.
Right.
Secondly, you want to make sure you're not breaking any laws. Now, is it slander or libel when you're speaking? I can never keep that straight. And I don't have any legal training either.
Yeah, I don't know either. That one always throws me for a loop. So it's...
But you cannot be saying things such as, such and such, so and so is an evil crook and steals money from little old ladies.
Right.
You can say you don't like them, but you can't be presenting facts you can't substantiate. And again, I don't have any legal training. If there's an issue, talk to an attorney.
Right.
But you can't do anything illegal, whether it's slander, libel, or using something that's copyrighted. The other side has to do with the fact that you are producing content. And with one small exception, the content that you are producing is copyrighted. You do not need to file for a copyright. You don't need any kind of disclaimer, although that's not a bad idea to avoid any innocent infringement. But everything you produce is copyrighted. That means nobody else can use it without your permission, with one small exception. They can use small portions of it, small excerpts. Just like you can quote a book as long as you say this came from such and such book.
Right.
That's not considered copyright infringement. Now, the one exception... The one thing which is not copyrighted is if you're producing something as streaming audio or video and not saving it. So if you're streaming something and not saving it, for whatever reason, at least in the United States, it's not copyrighted.
Because there's essentially no record if you're not saving it.
I assume that's why. But
yeah.
Again, I'm not a lawyer and don't really understand it that well. There is a good book on related issues by Brett Trout, which talks a lot about blogging and podcasting, and especially the internet in general.
Well, we'll have to hold that till after the break, but we'll continue right there when we come back. You're listening to the Bauer Power Hour. We're talking today with Ted Demopoulos, and we're talking podcasting. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about some of the better podcasts out there.
Stocks, bonds, 401ks, investments, refinancing. We can help you. Call now toll free, 866-472-5790, 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
SMB Consulting helps businesses attract a greater share of their target audience, which means generating more leads and ultimately increasing sales. Your business will benefit from proven marketing techniques customized to meet your needs and deliver your business's message to those who wish to receive it most. Whether you need a fresh marketing plan developed, greater strategic focus, or search engine optimization campaigns, SMB will be there every step of the way to help you achieve the results you desire. Don't let your competition get the upper hand. Contact a marketing consultant today by visiting our website at SMBConsultingInc.com or emailing info@SMBConsultingInc.com.
Power.
Link up with Chris Curtis on WebWise Business and discover the millionaire in you. If it's the web you want, it's the web we've got, and it's the chic geek bringing it to you live. Tune in to WebWise Business every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Radio Network.
Get your click on. Get your click on.
With the chic geek.
Over there? Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at pornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Sell, buy, sell. All we talk about is money. Talk to an expert. Call now. Call now. Toll free 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
You've been listening to the Bauer Power Hour with host Roger Bauer. If you have a question or comment for Roger or his guest, call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now, back to Roger and the Bauer Power Hour.
Welcome back to the last segment of this Bauer Power Hour on this rainy Thursday in Louisville, Kentucky. Before the break, Ted, I believe you were talking about what were we talking about before the break?
We were talking about a great book on cyber law.
There you go.
Law having to do with the Internet.
There you go.
It's a book called Cyber Law,
uh-huh.
A Legal Arsenal for Online Business by okay. Brett Trout.
Okay.
Spelled like the fish.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just been looking over that over the last few nights, and it's written for someone that doesn't necessarily have an enormous technical background or any legal background, which is me.
Right. That sounds like an excellent resource. Let's talk about some of the better podcasts out there. I know.
Sure.
First, let me ask you, what is Talker? And that's T-A-L-K-R without the E, kind of like stock ticker without the E in this in ticker. But
right.
Talker's
interesting. Talker will take any blog, or actually anything with an RSS feed, which means any blog and some websites,
mm-hmm.
and translate it to audio, translate it to a podcast.
Hmm.
And what's great about that is, if you're like me, and no doubt many of the listeners, you only have so much time to read, but you've got more time to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And I drive back and forth to work and to clients and so forth and picking up the kids. And I listen to podcasts in the car a lot of the times.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some blogs I love but don't have time to read. I have them automatically converted by Talker to audio. And it is a slightly robotic but pleasant female tone, female voice.
Right.
And boy, has that technology improved in the last year. She
yeah.
sounds pretty good.
Huh. That is.
Wish my wife sounded that nice first thing in the morning.
Hopefully she's not listening. She won't be happy with that.
No, she's not a morning person, and neither am I. So.
Yeah, I hear that. I'm not a morning person either. But how much does a service like that cost, or is that a freebie?
It's free.
Wow.
It's free to get started. I think I think for 10, you can listen to 10 different blogs for free, and then it's just a few dollars a month if you want to use it in an unlimited fashion.
Very interesting. That's something that definitely appeals to me. Talk about, you mentioned MommyCast earlier, and I'm pretty sure we've got some mothers listening, so talk about that a little bit and what that show's all about.
Sure. MommyCast is a great story. There are these two ladies in Northern Virginia, Paige and Gretchen. And one of them, at one point, one of their husbands is in marketing and advertising. She figured out what a podcast is because her husband tries to keep on top of these types of things and said, oh, I know what this is great for, and started talking to her friend down the street. Originally, it was, I think, twice a week originally. Now it's more often. Uh-huh. And they talk about being mommies. Now you might say, you know, big deal. Who wants to listen to that? Well, the fact is that mothers don't have much time to talk to each other like they would have 10 years ago or when our mothers were raising us.
Mm-hmm.
There's a less of a sense of community. I know my wife, who's a full-time mother, gets very little time to interact with other mothers because she's running around like crazy most of the time, driving my kids here and there.
Mm-hmm.
MommyCast has... Boy, I'm trying to think of how many listeners. It was 100,000 way back.
Wow.
When I interviewed them probably 2 years ago now, they were getting close to $500,000 in endorsements.
Holy smokes. Wow.
And this is a hobby. This is something they were doing part-time. They're doing better now.
I was going to say, they probably didn't even think we're going to make a bunch of money with this. It was just probably something, hey... Let's shoot the breeze and see where it goes. And now
well,
here they are.
The fact that one of their husbands, Paul, is in marketing and advertising didn't hurt them.
Yeah.
You know, but they were just playing. They were just having a good time talking to each other on the phone.
And mothers are passionate about their mother issues, so that's...
Absolutely.
An excellent niche to be in. What about Grape Radio? I've never heard of it, but it sounds interesting, just the name.
Grape Radio is another great story. A few guys, I interviewed one of them, Brian Clark, for my last book. A few guys that are into wine. Now, I'm into fly fishing, bicycling, and wine. I love wine. And these guys are passionate about wine.
Right.
Now, they spent a little money on equipment. They wanted to be professional. They spent maybe $20,000-$25,000 on a professional-looking studio and equipment. They're all entrepreneurs. They all have their own businesses, so they don't try real hard to make money. They've got other things to do. This is their hobby. They're more than paying for themselves. I'm going to guess they're making $5,000 to $10,000 minimum a month, probably more at this point.
Not bad.
And they talk about wine.
Not bad
at
all.
And here's the fascinating thing. They have been able to get interviews with anybody in the wine world they want.
Mm.
They get people from France flying into Southern California to go to their studio because they want to talk to them.
Huh.
They get paid trips all over the world to visit wineries.
There we go.
They get all kinds of free wine and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a hobby.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what Ted Demopoulos has going on in his life right now and how people might be able to get in touch with you. I know you've got a new book out, and talk just have
sure.
Free reign. Just talk about Ted for a little bit here.
Okay, Roger. I have something free for your listeners. It's a book I just finished writing. It's called Effective Internet Presence, Now Required for Success in Business and Life. It's an electronic book. It's at effectiveinternetpresence.com. And it talks about how you really have to be available online. People look you up online all the time. Even if you're a mommy, even if they want to date you, never mind if they want to do business with you or if you're trying to sell them something.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I have a couple of books. The latest is a couple of commercially produced printed books. The latest is What No One Ever Tells You About Blogging and Podcasting, a nice short title, like my last name, Demopoulos. That's on Amazon or probably your local bookstore.
Right.
And a lot of the podcasts we were talking about the last few minutes, I've interviewed these people and I've got their stories and some interesting things and how they made it or what they're doing that may interest others and benefit them in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also find me online at demop.com, D-E-M-O-P.com.
Excellent. I appreciate you joining me these last 2 weeks, and as we've talked about in, on the breaks, and I hope people pick up on it, the listeners pick up on it. This has been a lot of fun. You've shared a lot of great tips that I hope people took notes and are going to act on, because it's one thing to take notes, it's another thing to actually act on them, so I hope people do that. And it's time to wrap up the show, but I appreciate everybody joining us today, and really appreciate Ted Demopoulos' time the last couple weeks. Please join me next week for another Power Pack Marketing Hour. In the meantime, I wish you a great week. If you'd like to contact me, please do so by emailing radio@smbconsultinginc.com. smbconsultinginc.com. Got a question or you want to share feedback? I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for joining the Bauer Power Hour. Be sure to tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, as Roger Bauer shares strategies on how to improve a company's marketing message. Until then, you can visit Roger's website at smbconsultinginc.com. We'll see you back here next week.